rehearsal wedding the week ago.
Oh, lovely. So it's Terry. Still not waiting.
No, he managed to walk his daughter down the aisle. Down the stairs and down the aisle, as it were.
He's paying for it this week.
Give her a regard, anyway. Give Judy my regard. Judy, forget
Judy.
It's Judy.
They call her Judy.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
6 of 1/2 down.
I better give you
one. Thank you. Okay.
The other side as well here, a few more copies, it's fine. We'll manage. We'll manage. So, Anthony actually made this request, I should learn about Mashiach. So I quote, I photocopied the Rambam, Mishneh Torah, this Maimonides, the last chapters of his book, Yad HaChazakah, and it's... that's the most fundamental text about the Mashiach by the greatest medieval philosopher of the Jewish religion, based on the Talmud, but some of it, a few thoughts are original. There is a passage that's omitted because of the censors, but I've managed to print it off the internet. Censors, because it speaks about Jesus as a Messiah.
Wow.
And you'll see what he writes, and you'll see I photocopied it, so that's on the other side. And those who haven't got there are both sides.
It's mentioned. Prince of Peace, which is the one amongst
it, or something. Yeah, that's the interpretation of Isaiah. But yeah. This is to do with biblical exegesis. But that's a separate thing. And we're not doing the biblical passages. We can do it with a separate Jew. This is the Maimonides text. So, Amelech HaMashiach, I'm sorry it's small, but this is the edition of the Rambam that I have. So, Amelech HaMashiach. So it's chapter 11, Perek 11 of Ilchot Melachim. So the last book of the 14 books of Mishneh Torah, which is Mishneh Torah LaRambam, also known as Yad HaChazaka. And he writes, HaMelech HaMashiach, Sun HaMashiach is a king. Because the meaning of the word is Mashuach. Mashuach means anointed, because they used to anoint the kings. So today we say Mashiach.
Yeah, the only one.
They still do. Right? Yeah, right. They still do. And the Kohen Gadol was also anointed. So that's why the Mashiach, the full title of the word Mashiach is HaMelech HaMashiach. Because Mashiach means anointed. Melech is a king. The king was anointed. But now, Mashiach on its own means the king who will be anointed. So, HaMelech HaMashiach HaTid LaMod ULAHZIR MALCHUT DAVID LEYOSHNA LEMEMSHALA RISHUNA. The king Messiah is destined to rise.
I'm taking the whole time. I'm sorry, there is this distraction. You can hear it coming through.
Oh,
It's coming through this, Richard.
It's sometimes an eye scares my fair feelings.
המלך המשיח עתיד להעמיד, לעמוד ולהחזיר מלכות דוד ליושנה לממשלה הראשונה. The king Messiah is destined to rise. לעמוד means to rise in this instance. ולהחזיר and to restore מלכות דוד, the kingdom of David, ליושנה, to its former self, לממשלה הראשונה, as it was dominant in former times. ובונה המקדש, he'll build a temple, ומקבץ נדחי ישראל. It's interesting the order, he will then gather the dispersed of Israel. Although in the Amidah the order is different. In the Amidah, as we can as we shall learn next, when we do the Amida as I'm planning to do, because the Amida, the whole of the last section of the Amida is about Mashiach. In the middle section, the last section is about Mashiach. And it's first about so you can see the kibbutz galuyot will be first, and then the building of the temple will be sometime in the future. Here the order is different. The building of the temple is after King David, so King David will first reign again. He will build the temple, the Mashiach, and he will call all the scattered ones of Israel back to Israel. וחוזרים כל המשפטים בימיו כשהיו מקודם. And all the laws that existed before will be restored as well as they were in former times. מקריבים קורבנות, what it means is the laws of the Torah that we are not able to keep today, like the sacrifices we shall offer up again. Who knows exactly what form they will take, but my answer always, the Orthodox answer, is that it will happen, but it will happen in a form that we cannot imagine today. I'm sure the same hygiene will apply in the temple as is applicable everywhere else. I don't think it will be done in a way that will be offensive to modern people. That's the way I understand it. But it won't happen until all the Jewish people are united.
If the Mashiach is a process of events, right? Couldn't we say that the ingathering of the people is happening now?
Yes, it seems
before. Which is before.
Before. Yeah. Yes, so maybe it starts before, but the final ingathering will only take place once the Mashiach will come. Maybe that's the way you could read it. Yeah. But clearly, nowadays, we've seen the ingathering of the exiles. But we haven't seen all the Jews going back, but we've seen half the Jewish people going back. So, yeah, it is a great fulfillment of the prophecy and of messianic times. Mm. That's why some people think that we are in the first
stage.
Yeah. But the very earliest stage, Tchilat, it's a Tchila, it's really the beginning. Reshit Smichat Geulatenu, it's the beginning. That's how they called it when the State of Israel was founded 64 years ago. Reshit Smichat Geulatenu, the beginning of the sprouting of Tzemach. Tzemach David Avdecha, it's like a sprout. Tzemach is the plant that begins to the seed. Yes, very early shoot. So the laws of sacrifices will be restored, and that's still the belief in Orthodoxy, and that's where we differ from Reform and Masorti, who don't accept that the sacrifices will be restored. We don't know, as I say, we don't know the future. Nobody knows the future, but this is what we think is essential to happen, that the Torah will be observed again fully when the Mashiach comes. Vosim shmitim v'yovlot kechol mitzvata amua b'Torah, and we shall also practice shmita. Shmita is still practiced today, but when we practice shmita today, it's a rabbinical law. It's not a Torah law, because the Shemitah can only be observed when the Jubilee year is observed, and the Jubilee year is observed only when all Israel live in the land. That's already in the Talmud.
So how can the rabbis...
It says in the Torah, and you shall call freedom in the land for all its inhabitants. And the rabbi said that Jubilee can only be observed when all the Jewish people are in the land. And in fact, it hasn't been observed now since the 8th century, since the days of Jeremiah. So it's a long time. It hasn't been observed. And it's very difficult to understand how it is going to be observed, because the Jubilee laws include also laws of property laws, yeah, and all kinds of things that have changed. Our economies have changed. So Maminbo and someone who doesn't believe that the Mashiach will come, or he's not waiting for his coming. Not only does he deny all the other prophets, Moshe Rabbeinu is denying the Torah itself, and is denying the greatest of all the prophets, Moses, our teacher. Because the Torah itself testifies, Shneimar, as it is said, and God, this is the greatest prophecy in the Torah, actually. I think it's one of the, I tend to think that this is one of the proofs of the veracity of our Torah, because it's there that God will restore us to our land, and he will gather us again. And then this is the great sentence, even if all the Jewish people will be scattered to the ends of the world, everywhere, the edges of the earth, God will bring us back to the land. And it's happened in our days. So this is an amazing thing. And the Rambam, of course, lived in the Middle Ages, and look what he's saying. ואלו הדברים מפורשים בתורה, הם כוללים כל הדברים שנאמרו על ידי כל הנביאים. And obviously the teachings about the Messiah are throughout the prophets in one way or another. There are some very beautiful texts which we can read in another shiur. And the most beautiful texts are about Messianic times, because it is about peace and about a new era in the world. Who knows? The Rambam then goes on to quote the Parashat Bilam, the portion of Bilam, one of the, you know, Bilam came to curse the Jewish people, he blessed them. Before he left, he also prophesied, because he was the greatest prophet. He was the greatest prophet amongst the Gentiles. The rabbis say, "Velokam Naviod v'Israel kemoshe." It says at the end of the Torah, there wasn't a prophet in Israel like Moshe. Aval b'umot ha'olam kam. But in amongst the nations of the world, there was a prophet as great as Moses, and he was Bilam. And he prophesied, yes, he was. He just was a wicked man. You can be a wicked prophet, and you can be a righteous prophet. Everyone can be wicked or good. And that is clear. But he was a wicked prophet. But he was a great prophet. And he prophesied. After he gave three blessings to the Jewish people, he prophesied about two Mashiachs, two Meshichim, two Messiahs. And the Mashiach, before, at the end of the Siddur of Balak, you'll see it. But this is an interpretation of our rabbis of that text, which is difficult. Right. Bless you. Which is difficult. The Mashiach is shown, but this is what we believe, that there will be first Mashiach, Shu David, Shoshia et Israel miyad sarem. So the first Mashiach was David. King David was the first Mashiach, and Bilam speaks about King David, that he will arise and save Israel. And King David saved Israel from the hands of the Philistines, and freed Israel from the domination of others in the land itself. And the second Mashiach is the one that will come at the end of days, Mashiach Acharon, Shomed Mibanav, who will arise, one of his descendants, Shemoshet Israel Bachona, who will ultimately save Israel. Visham Omer, and there he says, Erenu Veloata, Ze David, this is the Midrash. And our Midrash is as follows. When the verse says, Erenu Veloata, Asim, but not yet. Ze David, that's King David. Ashurenu, I will see him. I see him. Ashurenu also means to see. It's a rare word for to see in the Bible. Ashurenu velokarov, but that's not that's not near to come. That's not imminent. Velokarov. Ze melech ha-mashiach. That's the ultimate Mashiach that we're waiting for still. Darach kochav mi-Yakov. Then he goes on to say there's going to be a star arising in Jacob. Ze David. And as you know, there was a Bar Kochba. Mm-hmm. And that's because of this verse. He was called the son of the star. But it turned out that he wasn't the Mashiach. The Kavshevet Misrael, and a judge will arise. Shevet is the same word as Shofet. It's vet and pay interchange. And here it means a judge, a Mashiach who will judge. And that's the Kam Shevet Misrael, just a continuation of the verse. It's still Midrash. It's a Midrashic interpretation of Bilam's words. You'll find them in the end of Balak, as I said a minute ago. The Kam Shevet Misrael, and a judge, a great judge, will arise in Israel, Ze Melech HaMashiach. Umachatz Patei Moab, Ze David. So then it says that he will crush the Patei, the main cities of Moab, Ze David. This refers to King David, who defeated the Moabites. V'chein omer v'yachet Moab v'imadedem b'chevel. And so it says in the book of Samuel that he defeated Moab, the Moabites. V'karkav kodnesh, v'karkav kodneshet, ze ha-melech ha-mashiach she'emar bo, u'mashlu miyam el yam. And then it says v'karkav kodneshet, and he will demolish the foundations of all the sons of Shed. That will be the king, the Mashiach in the future. Shenemar u'mashlu miyam el yam. He will rule from one ocean to the other. Vaya Edom Yeresha. And then it says Vaya Edom Yeresha. Edom will be possessed by David. Vaya Edom Yeresha. That's the verse. Ze David. That's David who will take over the kingdom of Edom, as it happened. Edom was a small nation next to Israel that disappeared during the days of, it didn't disappear quite, but King David conquered it, but it disappeared later on in Jewish history. Shlemar, Vati Edom le David l'avadim. Edom became subservient to David. They became slaves. Vayayir Esha. זה המלך המשיח שנאמר ולו מושיעים בארציון לשפוט את הארי סף. Later on in history, in days that have not yet happened, one day ולו מושיעים בארציון. Edom are now the Christians, the Christian world, and the whole of Europe. These are the Edomians of today. And one day ולו מושיעים בארציון, the saviors will come on Mount Sinai, Elo Moshe Be'Atzion, Ishpot et Har Esav, and they will judge the mountain of Esav. Ve'etal Hashem Amnucha. This we quote regularly in the Shachrit service before Ishtabach. Avare Miklatu Omer, says Rambam. Avare Miklatu Omer, Im Yachiv Hashem Et Gvulcha V'Yasavta Lecha Od Shalosh Arim. Now, in the Sidra of Shoftim, at the end of the Torah, in the book of Dvarim, it says about the refuge cities. There were refuge cities for people who killed by mistake. Im Yachiv, when God makes your territory much larger, you will have a very big empire, as happened actually, that we had a big empire at one time, in the days of King Solomon. The Rambam says, one day, Israel will reign supreme, and it will be a very big country. You'll have to have another three refuge cities on top of the six that already exist. But the Rambam says, but this never happened. How can God speak about something, command about something that will never happen? Can't be, so this is also proof that the Mashiach is still to come. But the Divrei רבים אין הדבר צריך ראייה שכל הספרים מלאים בדבר זה. But with regard to what the prophet said, we don't need any proof that there will be a Mashiach, there will be something revolutionary will happen. We don't need any proofs for that. All the books of the prophets are full of this great event that will happen one day. ואל יעלה על דעתך, don't think שהמלך המשיח צריך לעשות אותות ומופתים ומחדש דברים בעולם או מחיי מתים וכיוצא בדברים אלו. And don't ever think that the king משיח will have to come and perform miracles and do novel things in a world that never been done before, or that he will revive the dead. It's not true, it's not connected at all. The belief of the Mashiach is not connected with the belief in Tchiyat HaMetim, which is a separate belief, says the Rambam. Because of what he wrote, he was accused that he doesn't believe in the resurrection. So he wrote a whole Igeret, Igeret Tchiyat HaMetim, where he wrote about this belief. It's a separate belief in the 13 principles of faith in the Siddur. It's also a separate belief. The Mashiach is number 12 and the resurrection is number 13. So, but the Messiah will not be a miracle worker. Ein hadavar kach, says Rabbi.
But aren't we connected, because the revival of the dead won't come until there's a Mashiach, huh?
No, the revival of the dead comes to Rabbi. They're different views. The Rambam, the 13 principles of faith that we even consider is according to the Rambam.
Yes,
yeah. So according to the Rambam, it's not part of the there's no Mashiach at all. It's nothing to do with the Messiah. It'll happen one day, but separate from the Mashiach. And you can see the Amida is separate from the Mashiach as well.
Yeah.
The Amida is clearly separate. In Amida, the belief in the resurrection of the dead is the beginning, in the second paragraph. And the reasons for that we shall deal with, because I will give a shiur on Tchiyat HaMetim. But the last part of the Shmoneh Esrei is about the Messianic days. But the Rambam says at the moment that there won't be these miracles. Mashiach, that's not his function, to perform miracles. That won't be his function.
No walking on water.
No, no, none of these. No, not at all. And he brings a proof.
So what is his function?
His function is to bring peace to the world and to restore the kingship of David. That we will be a kingdom, the Jewish people will have a kingdom again, and everybody will believe in God.
That's it.
That's the essence of the Messianic belief. And if you read the prophets, you'll see that this is true. But the Rambam writes, the proof, my proof, that the Mashiach is not going to be a miracle worker. Sharei Rabbi Akiva. Take Rabbi Akiva. Chacham Gadol Mechachmei Mishnah. He was one of the greatest rabbis of the Mishnah. V'yanu Sekelav Shel Ben Kuzi V'Amelech. And he was the arm bearer of Ben Kuziba, that's Bar Kokhba. But he was called Ben Kuziba. They gave him the title Bar Kokhba when they believed that he was the Messiah. And Rabbi Akiva believed that he was the Mashiach. And Rabbi Akiva believed that he was the Mashiach. And he thought, and all the rabbis of his generation, it's not true that everybody agreed with him. There were rabbis who didn't. But the Rambam writes that everybody agreed. The Rambam writes so because Rabbi Akiva was the greatest rabbi of his generation. But people disagreed. If you study carefully the statements of the rabbis of that time, if you read the literature on rabbinic beliefs in the Mashiach, you see that people disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. But in any case, the Rabbam writes that Rabbi Akiva and everybody followed him, but it wasn't correct. And Ben Kuziba, he was killed. Achenerag Bavonot. He was killed due to the sins by the Romans. He started a rebellion, a Bar Kokhba rebellion, as we know. For 3 years he was okay. It was okay. 3 years it held. But then the Romans destroyed Beita. And that was the end of all Jewish military adventures until modern times.
Wow.
It was so traumatic. The defeat of Bar Kokhba was so traumatic that the Jews never wanted to fight again until modern times, until the rise of modern Zionism. And even today the Haredim don't want to fight.
Yeah.
It's the same ideology as has existed throughout the time since that day when Bar Kokhba was defeated and killed. שנהרג, says the Rambam, נודע לכל שאינו, it became obvious that he wasn't a Mashiach. And what's more, but the Rambam is not talking about Bar Kokhba, he's not interested particularly, but what he's saying is that nobody asked Bar Kokhba to produce miracles. ולא שאלו ממנו חכמים, לא אות ולא מופת. And the rabbis didn't ask him to prove that he was Mashiach with any signs and miracles. ועיקר הדברים ככה. The fundamental point is this, שהתורה הזאת, חוקיה ומשפטיה לעולם ולמי עולמים. The main thing to remember is that the Torah, with all its laws and ordinances, will exist forever. And we are not allowed to add to what the Torah says, and we are not allowed to detract anything from what it says. So that's the principle that the Mashiach will have to uphold, but nothing else. And when the king from the house of David will arise, Ogeb Torah, ועוסק במצוות כדוד אביו, and he will meditate in the Torah and he will occupy himself in the mitzvot like David his father, כפי תורה שבכתב ושבעל פה, in accordance with the written Torah and the oral Torah, ויעקב כל ישראל ללך בה ולחזק בדקה, and he will force all Israel to go in the path of the Torah, and he will strengthen the foundations of Torah, וילחם מלחמות ישראל, and will fight the wars of Israel. הרי זה בחזקת שהוא משיח. That will establish him, the chazaka. This is what will make him recognized as the Mashiach. אם עשה והצליח, if he'll do all this, and he will succeed, ובנה מקדש במקומו, and he will build the temple in the right place, in Jerusalem. ויקבה וקיבץ נדחי ישראל. Then, and he will gather in all the dispersed of Israel. הרי זה משיח בוודאי. Then we'll certainly know that this is a Mashiach. ויתקן את העולם כולו. And he will then perform the tikkun olam. He will put the world right. He will change the world and it'll be a perfect place. That's what we call tikkun olam. Letaken olam b'melchut shaddai. Tikkun olam is a concept that's been taken over by also irreligious Jews, that this is the purpose of the Jewish people. So they have separated the keeping of the commandments from tikkun olam. But that's not the orthodox perception. But it is keeping a lot of Jews going, this idea of tikkun olam. And they're proud of it. They're proud of this principle. So that's a very important principle. And you can see. But the question is, when is it going to happen? According to the reason why the reformers are more interested in this is partly because in the author. Orthodox philosophy, the Mashiach has to come first before we can get busy with the rest of the world. You see, you'll find that the interest in doing good works amongst the Gentile is more emphasized in Reform circles, obviously. But that's the reason, because for them, one has to analyze it very deeply, of course. There's a big difference between Orthodoxy and Reform Judaism. And that's one of the differences, that they don't believe in a personal Mashiach. They believe that we have to bring the era of the Mashiach nearer, and therefore we've got to work at it. And what is work? The work is to improve the world, so you're going to improve the world. But Orthodoxy is different. It's got a completely different perception of how things are going to happen. First of all, we haven't given up the belief in a personal Mashiach, because we adhere to what our rabbis say, that there will be a personal. So he has to come first, and he will have to give the the call, so to speak. Vitaken, he will be the leader of this movement to change the world and make it a better place. And everyone then, that explains why Orthodoxy is insular. And Reform seems not to be so insular. That's part of the explanation. Vitaken et ha'olam kulo lavot Hashem biyachad. He will come and put the world right, and everyone will serve God together. Shneimar, as it said in the prophets, ki az epoch elamim safa brura liko kulam b'shem Hashem ulovdo shchem echad. Then I will transform the nations, and everyone will speak in a clear language. They will call by the name of God, and they will serve Him together. Shchem Echad. Shchem Echad means in unity. Right. So at this point, there is an insertion. There was an insertion which has been taken out by the censors, as I said. So you'll find it on the other side. And he writes about those who did not succeed. You've got it turned. It's all right.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. It's on this page.
Sorry.
It's very interesting, actually, what he writes here about Christianity. Very interesting. Amazing chiddush. Amazing idea. Yeah. So the other side. You might have it on the other side. No. Okay. It's my photocopy. It doesn't always work. But I've got another copy here. It's the second paragraph. Now comes the real controversial stuff that was taken out. They were afraid of the Christians. And if he does not succeed to do this, on a rag, or he'll be killed, then be sure that's not the Mashiach that the Torah is promising that will come. So this Melech HaMashiach who will die, he will be, or this king who will die, will say that he comes from the house of David, and he will maybe, he'll be like other kings of David who lived and died. They were good people, but they died. The only reason why that son of David has risen is to put the world on a trial to see what they will do. Shneimar, as it says in the book of Daniel, ומן המשכילים יכשלו לצוף בהם ולברר וללבן את קץ כי עוד למועד. People will stumble and will go after the wrong man, but it won't be time for the gates, the time of Achritim, in the end of days. Od lemoed, the time will still come later. Af Yeshua Notzri, and this applies to Jesus, Shedima Shiye Mashiach, who thought that he was the Messiah, Benerak Beveid Din, and he was killed by the Sanhedrin, Kvanit Nabeb or Daniel. Daniel already prophesied about him. Shneimar uvnei peretzei amcha inasu lamid chazon venichshalu, and some wicked people amongst the people they will burst and will dominate the scene, and they will become, they will have visions about the future, but they will fail. Can you think of a greater failure than this? Shekol ha-Nevi'im dibru, all the prophets spoke, Shamashiach Koel Israel u'Moshiyam, that the prophet, that the Messiah will redeem Israel and will save them, u'mekabet nitchem, u'mechazek mitzvatan, and he will gather all the scattered ones back and will reinforce the keeping of the commandments. But what did Jesus do? Garam la'bet Israel b'charev. He caused the worst losses to Israel through sword. He ulefazer sheritam, and to scatter all those who had been left. Ulashpilam, and to humiliate them. Ulachlif haTorah, and to change the Torah. Ulatot rov haolam, la'avod Eloa mi baladai, and to lead the whole world, most of the world astray, to serve a God apart from the God above in heaven. So he is not the Messiah. Aval machshuvot borei haolam, but the thoughts of the Creator of the world, and kuach ba'adam lasigam, no human being can fathom them. Ki lo drachenu drachav, because his ways are not our ways, ולא מחשבותינו מחשבותיו, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. וכל הדברים האלו של יהושע הנוצרי, and all these matters that have brought about the other religion, the religion of Jesus, and also ושל זה הישמעאלי שעמד אחריו, and the Ishmaelite who is Muhammad, who arose after him. Why did God create those religions? And that's very interesting what he says, the Rambam. Einam ela yed liyasher derech lamelech haMashiach. The purpose of Christianity and Islam is to make way for the Messiah. Uletaken haolam kulo la'avod Hashem biyachad. And to prepare the world, tikkun here means to prepare the whole world so that it would be ready to serve one God together with the Jewish people one day. Because obviously they brought monotheism to billions of people who would not otherwise have had monotheism. So in that sense, they made way, they're making way for the Mashiach. That's what he says. This is the Rambam's original theory about why Christianity and Muslim have been allowed by God to develop and dominate the world.
Isn't Christianity?
But he believed that worship? Well, he did. He said. He says that according to the Rambam, Christianity is
an idolatrous
religion. And to lead astray most of the world to serve another God. And they do serve Jesus in a sense.
They pray to Jesus.
They believe that Jesus has got an element of the divine in him, because they say that the Jews killed God. So obviously they believe that Jesus is the personification of God. There is an element in Christianity that's pagan. And that's obvious, because they went to the pagan world and they changed the pagan world. They didn't change the Jews. I mean, some Jews became Christians, but the minority.
The
Jews who became Christians went out. And that's how they thought they would destroy Judaism. But Christianity, according to Rambam, and I think it makes a lot of sense, Christianity is the preparation for the Mashiach one day. Because they also transformed the nations, the Christians, I mean. כי זה הפך אלמים שפה ברורה, לקרוא כולם בשם השם לעובדו שכם באחד, in צפניה. צפניה is one of the minor prophets. כיצד, so Rambam explains what he means, We see with our own eyes, כבר נתמלא העולם מדברי המשיח, מדברי התורה, מדברי המצוות. I mean, it might not be true. Maybe it's not true anymore, what the Rambam says, I don't know. The whole world is already full of matters relating to the work of the Mashiach and words of Torah, and the mitzvot have spread. Ufashtut varim elu beim rechokim, and even in the far off islands like England, well, the Christianity spread everywhere. Vamim rabim arele arele lev, and many nations that had no understanding whatsoever and were complete idol worshippers. Veim nosim venotnim bidvarim elu vemitzvot haTorah, and they. Nosim venotnim, they're busy talking about the Bible and things to do with the mitzvot. Maybe in our world it's not so true anymore. Who knows? Eilu omrim mitzvot, eilu emet ayu. And these say, these mitzvot were true. They call it Old Testament. Old Testament means it was once true. Ufar batlu bezman hazeh, but they're no longer applicable. So it's old, it's not the New Testament, it's the old ones. וכבר בטלו בזמן הזה ולא היו נוהגות לדורות, and they were not meant to be practiced forever. ואלו אומרים, and these say, דברים נסתרים יש בהם. The figurative things in the Torah, the mitzvot are not practical commandments that you have to keep. They are symbols. אינן כפשוטן, don't take them literally. וכבר בא המשיח וגילה נסתרם. And they say also that the Mashiach has already appeared and he has revealed all the secrets of the commandments. But כשעמוד המלך המשיח באמת, when the Mashiach, the Melech HaMashiach really arises, ויצליח, and he will succeed, וירום וינשא, and he will be on top of the world, מיד הם כולם חוזרים. Immediately they will retract. They יודעים, and they will know ששקר נחלו אבותיהם, that their religions are false, ושנביאיהם ואבותיהם יטעום, and that their prophets and their forefathers had led them astray. So this table was taken out from the printed editions of the Rambam, but on the internet you can find that. So that is chapter 11.
Who took these passages out? Who took these passages out?
The censors, the printers, they were not allowed to print them. I think you
Christian princes.
Well, even Jewish printers were not allowed to print these. It was dangerous for Jews to print such things in the Christian world. Until modern times, they had to be careful what they printed. And then in we've got a few more minutes and we can go into chapter 12, and next week I'll complete this. Ve'al yaleh al alev. Don't think. Yeah, back to the text of the Rambam as it's printed in the books. It's amazing how they took out this whole bit. We are lucky we can read it without being afraid.
There's no indication here, is there, that it was taken out?
No indication. But it's well known that this passage was taken out. Al yaleh al alev. Don't ever think shebimot ha-mashiach yibatel davar miminago. Don't ever think that in the days of the Mashiach anything will be any different from what it is now. Miminago shelolam, the world kiminago noheg, the world will continue as always. Or sheyeh sham chidush maaseh bereshit, or something new will be created in the world of nature, maaseh bereshit, nature will change. No, that's not true. El haolam kiminago noheg, the world will continue the same way. So what do you say about some verses in the book of Isaiah? Mm-hmm. So in the book of Isaiah it says, that's one of the most famous messianic passages, and a wolf will live with a lamb, then a mare and a leopard with the earbuds, he will lie down with a small goat. Says the Rambam, Mashal v'chida. It's just a parable. It's just a figure of speech. Inyan adavar, what it means is, Shiyu Israel, Yoshvim lavetach im rishei akum amishulim kizev venamer, that the Jewish people will be able to live securely with the most wicked people on earth, who are like wolves and leopards. Sheneimar, a long wait. We're not there yet. Sheneimar, ze'ev aravot yeshadedem ve'namer shoked al areem. So you can see that the enemies of the Jewish people are compared to wolves who come and attack them, and leopards that are waiting on the edges of their cities. And these people, these enemies, yachzeru kulam edat ha'emet, all of them will come back to the true religion. Velo yigzelu velo yashchitu, and they won't rob and they won't destroy. Ela yochlu davar amutar benachat im Israel. They will eat what's permitted in peace with the Jewish people. Shenemar v'aryeh habakar yochal teven. As it says, that the lion will eat stubble like sheep. V'chein kol kayotze be'ilu advarim b'inyan ha-mashiach ha-meshalim. And all these words of the prophets in relation to the Messiah, they are to be read as metaphors. V'imot ha-melech ha-mashiach yivada lechol lakol. Le'eze davar haya mashal. U'ma inyan ramzu meze. So, but we have to wait, says the Rambam. Wait till the Mashiach comes and you will understand exactly what each figure of speech means and what it means. So, the Raivet, here on the side you've got the Raivet. Here, the little insert, he attacked the Rambam very, very often. And the Rambam says, don't ever think, because a lot of people did think that these are to be taken literally, these descriptions. That's why the Rambam says it. And the Raivet didn't agree with the Rambam on this. And he was a great rabbi himself in the Middle Ages. Abraham Amar, his name was Abraham ben David. Abraham Amar, I say, that's not true. Valo batorah. The Torah itself says, "Vishpaticha yara'a min ha'aretz." It says in the section about blessings, which we read in the Chukotai, in the Tochecha. It says, "And I will destroy all dangerous animals from the land." So, how can the Rambam say that it's a figure of speech, a metaphor? Because it says that God will actually abolish them. He will destroy them all. There won't be any dangerous animals. But of course, the commentators say that this is also a parable. I mean, if the other texts are metaphors, so is this. It's not so difficult to answer his critique. Obviously. You could look in Migdalos, who defends the Rambam against the Raivet. Obviously, these two has to be understood as a parable. And God will make sure that we live safely, even where there are dangerous animals. Amru Chachamim, our rabbi say, Ein bein haolam hazeh limot ha-mashiach ela shibud malchuyot bilvad. The difference between this world and the world of the Mashiach, the only difference is Shibud Malchuyot, that all the nations of the world will be subservient to God. Yira'e mipshutam shel divrei ha-nevi'im. This is what would appear to be the simple meaning of what the prophets say. Shebitchilat yemot haMashiach, that the beginning of the days of the Mashiach, tiye milchemet Gog uMagog, there will be a terrible war, which is called the war of Gog uMagog, which is described by the prophet Ezekiel. Veshekodem milchemet Gog uMagog, and before this war of Gog uMagog, yamot navi leyasher Israel v'achin libam, a prophet will arise to prepare the Jewish people. Shenemar, as it says, Hine anochi sholeach lachem et Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi is the prophet who will come before the Messiah comes. Vivaser lanu besorot tovot yeshuot v'nechamot. And he will bring us the news that the Mashiach is on the way. Ve'ino ba, but the Mashiach will not come, lo letamea taor, not to declare impure that which is impure, lo letaer atame, and not the other way around, lo lifsol anashim shebechizkat kashrut, not to disqualify people who are known to be kosher, ve'lo lachshir mi sheyuchzeku psulim, and not to change anything, not to declare people kosher or not, Ela lasum shalom baaretz. His whole purpose will be to bring peace in the world. Shemar veishiv levavot al banim. As it says, that God will restore the hearts of fathers towards children. There will be unity. There will be a generation gap. There will be real understanding amongst generations and amongst peoples. V'yesh min ha'chachamim shomrim shekodem biyat ha'mashiach yavo Eliyahu. There are some rabbis who say that Eliyahu will come before the Mashiach. V'chol eilu ha'dvarim v'chayotze b'hem lo yeda ish ech yu ad shiyu. And all these things, no one knows how they will happen until they will happen. Shidvarim stumim emet zel hanaviim, because these obscure things even with the prophets. Gam hachachamim ein lahem kabbalah bidvarim elu, and our rabbis also don't have firm traditions about these things. Ela lefi echa apsukim. So the rabbis simply go according to what they think the verses might mean. Ulefichach yesh lahem machloket bidvarim elu, and therefore there are all kinds of arguments about these things. Val kol panim, in any event, ein sidur havayat dvarim elu lo diktukeim ikar badat. You must remember that nothing here, how you order the events and conjecture the future, that and all the details, they're not fundamental beliefs in our religion. Ulaolam vayitasek adam bidivrei agadot, and no one should dwell upon them too much. Velo yarich bimidrashot amurim yanim elu v'chayotze bahem. We shouldn't delve into these matters and all the interpretations. Velo yasimei mikar, don't make that the main drive of your Judaism. She'ein mevi'im, because they don't lead you lo lidei ra, they don't lead you to fear God more. Velo lidei ava, and not to love God more. V'chein lo yachashev ha'kitzin, no one should try and second guess when the Mashiach will come. Amru chachamim, and the rabbi said, tipach rucham shel mechashvei ha'kitzin, let the breath of those who speculate about the Messiah, let the breath be taken away. Ela yachakeh, but we have to believe, we have to wait. V'yamin בכלל הדבר, כמו שבאנו. What we have to do is to wait and to believe the generality of this belief as has been explained. So next week I'm going to complete this text, but I'm almost at the end, but not quite. And I'm going to teach you a very interesting text, I think it's very interesting, by a modern rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel Schwab, who explains explains the modern approach to this question of the Messiah in his commentary on the Siddur, on the Shmoneh Esrei. It's very interesting to read what he writes about the, I mean, he's very critical of Lubavitch. And that is the most controversial thing about Lubavitch, is that they talk about the Mashiach all the time, and you can see this is not what the Rambam likes to hear. So it makes for a very interesting study what he says. So please go, next week we can continue.
Thank you.